Though best known for its horse racing, Saratoga Springs, New York has long represented the conclusion of the Philadelphia Orchestra's summer travels. Without the acoustical challenges of Philadelphia's Mann Center, the abrupt mountain storms of Colorado's Bravo Vale Valley Festival, and an audience that seems as interested in the Brahms Fourth Symphony as they are in Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. The orchestra's music director designate, Yannick Nezet-Séguin, made his Saratoga Performing Arts Center debut this week in a trio of concerts that appear to ensure, as much as anything can, the orchestra's continued presence there. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns heard the week unfold in all of its varied manifestations.
Such sounds are not what is usually heard from the stage of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, known as SPAC for short. It's a bit too out there, too abstract, and fragile for filling the huge acoustical space of the 5,200-seat semi-outdoor venue. Yet on Friday, Yannick Nezet-Séguin not only took the chance on reprising what was one of his bigger successes in last season's concerts in Philadelphia, but on Thursday also delivered a heavy program of opera arias with Angela Mead and Brian Emil on a single rehearsal. And, oh yes, on Wednesday, there was the Brahms Fourth with some Liszt from Lang Lang. This is not the usual easy assemblage picnic music. Summer or not, Nezet-Séguin isn't about conceding to limitations, but he does it just to circumstances. This is a different kind of music making.
The orchestra is so, we say in French, réactif. It's something that you don't have to say a lot, or you don't have to, you just do and it's there. So the main absolute is to still be in the moment. So I'm asking the musicians to write less and less in the parts. I'm asking to raise a lot of things. And we actually are free to look, to listen to the others, and to make music together very much in the moment. And I think these short rehearsals help reaching this musically.
Not even Higdon's percussion had him worried.
We've decided that we should not adjust the dynamics. We should not adjust our interpretation. We should just try and draw the audience to us in a different way.
This is no typical summer venue, says veteran Philadelphia Orchestra violinist Herb Light, who has been playing at SPAC since 1966.
They are the best outdoor acoustics I have ever run into, without a doubt. It is, in fact, Yannick, the first time heard it, could not believe what he heard. One of the assets, of course, of acoustics like this is that we hear each other on the stage extremely well.
Another advantage is that Nezet-Séguin knows the people that he has engaged. When he's in the middle of a good working relationship elsewhere, he often asks them, on the spot, to join him for a future concert. He was conducting tenor Brian Emil in Dvorak's Rusalka at London's Royal Opera last season when he popped the question about coming to Saratoga. And the concert itself just happened to be timed only days after the tenor's career-making success, singing the leading tenor role in Berlioz's five-act, five-hour Les Troyens at the London Proms. Still, the Saratoga concert is a tall order, a very heavy program that includes music that he's singing for the first time.
I have to tell you, after Les Troyens, everything seems easy. Yannick really understands singing and voices. You can just feel and hear and look at his face and know that he knows, you know, that you're in good hands. And then he knows how it needs to go, and you can just enjoy.
If there was a wild card in these concerts, it was Lang Lang on Wednesday. The two had met but not played together. Nonetheless, Lang Lang tore himself away from the Olympics in London to play his only U.S. festival date in Saratoga.
I met Yannick last year in Salzburg when he did, Don Giovanni. And I was really stunned by his performance last summer. And then I listened to many of his radio performances in Europe. You hear his name, and I'm doing amazing symphonic works. And then I always wanted to have a chance to perform together with Yannick. We always, you know, look into our schedule. And then finally, I saw, you know, there's a date happens in Saratoga, and this will be his first performance here. And I saw the date, I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Little did Long Long know, at the time, that he'd be coming to Saratoga after some glamorous, if not exhausting, circumstances. He was one of the torchbearers at the start of the Olympics.
There's so many people, you know, on the road, so you need to wave to each of them, and then everyone was so high, you know. And also, it was a good timing. I just played for the Queen's Jubilee concert in the same month, so people really recognized me. So it was not a standard 300-meter running. It was like, oh, yes, everyone, yes.
With all that the Philadelphia Orchestra has been through with its bankruptcy, Saratoga is a pretty bright light at the end of the tunnel. Besides the Performing Arts Center, the town is full of handsome Greek Revival architecture, has beautifully landscaped parks, and, I'm told, a horse or two. But the New York City Ballet, another important resident company here, has cut down its 3-week season in recent years. Might this be ahead for the Philadelphia Orchestra in these uncertain times? Marcia White, SPAC's president and executive director, says that she's as certain as she can be about anything these days that the Philadelphia Orchestra residency will continue for its full 3 weeks. Yannick Nézet-Séguin expresses even more confidence than that.
There's no question that Saratoga is extremely high on our priority list, and I can feel also that we are still very, very high on the priority list of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. I just met with the board, and the way it has led to it, and meeting with Marcia a few times this year, I know that everybody wants it to continue. What we want to achieve with it is maybe more variety, if not increasing the level and the quality and of what we're presenting and the kind of programs.
Already, Yannick Nézet-Séguin's concerts in Saratoga last week represented 3 distinctly different musical worlds in as many days. Brahms Symphony No. 4 on Wednesday, Italian Opera at its grandest on Thursday, and Hickton on Friday. The 2 concerts I heard were not unceasingly successful, but the big picture, especially taking audience response into consideration, was terrific. In fact, end of the concert applause went on so long at times that Nézet-Séguin gestured to the audience that it's time for him to go to sleep. As if anybody could sleep after that kind of success. But then, after all that rehearsing and performing, all day, every day, how could he not?
The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. He reviews Philadelphia Orchestra Saratoga concerts in today's paper and has a more complete report in Tuesday's Inquirer. The Philadelphia Orchestra's summer season at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center runs through Friday.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.